because a handlebar is not a seat.
All right, Buster, if that even is your real name.
Are we...
That's so dumb. Hey, Alex.
What's going on?
It's good to see you across the table.
Always. I mean, this is just a very picturesque place we are in.
I wish you guys could see us.
Picturesque.
Just picturesque us.
Picturesque.
Picturesque.
Would
picturesque.
You? Would you?
Would you picturesque?
What would we picture you? What would you be doing right now?
Well, I know... what's his... Oh, how did I forget his name?
I don't know.
you know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
he's driving right now.
Yeah.
But another one's on the treadmill.
Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always running. Big runner.
Always.
Every Non-stop. Time I've ever... I've never seen him, but every time I do...
Whenever I do that I haven't...
He's running.
He's running around like a little ant.
Good for him. Honestly, cardio's good.
Hey, stay busy.
Yeah.
Run.
You got it.
You can do it.
Push.
You know, Alex, it's been 7 whole days since our last conversation.
That was recorded and posted online.
Yeah, so how you feeling about this? How are you feeling about this episode?
Feeling good. How are you feeling about your week? What do you think was the most said phrase from
In
you this week?
Yeah. Probably, Trent.
Oh, made a lot of mistakes, huh?
I don't know. Probably more like, hey, how are you doing? Sorry, I'm good.
I think mine was, man, it's cold.
Oh, that too, just, cold. Blistering weather out here. Oh, it feels frightful outside.
The weather outside, I think we've mentioned the weather outside being frightful a lot of times.
Yeah.
But we'll say it again.
You know what's something we don't mention a lot? It's the fire. It's so delightful.
So cuddle up behind a...
Blanket.
Behind a blanket and in front of a fire and listen up to the Tucked in Tea podcast, which is what you're listening to. I'm Alex.
Hey, I'm Trent.
And this
I almost
is
said my full name. First, middle, and last.
Can't be giving out that government...
Trent Bartholomew Williams.
I think we all know your full name already.
Yeah.
Trent. Lest I say more?
No, you don't. You don't. Lest you don't. Lest you wouldn't.
This last week has been something, huh? No. Listen, hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
I can't remember the last time I had a week like this. Or no, I've seen a week like this.
Okay.
Where the beginning of the week, people are buying chicken wings. The end of the week, people are buying chocolate. What's the deal with that?
Are you referencing something?
I'm just saying, I haven't seen a week like this since last year at the Super Bowl. Everyone's buying chicken wings.
Oh, I'm so confused.
You're so lost, and I feel like everyone else is probably with you. Is that right?
Okay, so now I think I understand. You went from Super Bowl to Valentine's?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that like too far-fetched or was that just...
For my brain right now, it was.
Okay.
But if I listen to this again in 2 months, I'll probably get it right off the bat.
Duh,
old Trent.
Man.
Not old. Younger Trent.
Huh. What would you call that? I guess you would just have to say past Trent.
Yeah. Pastor.
Pastor Trent.
Pastor Trent. Hey, Alex, this week I did do something. You were going to say something?
No, I was just mentioning the whole chicken wings, the chocolate.
That amazing kind of illustration that really relates to my soul.
It's like a whole spectrum that we got going on here.
Yeah, it really is good.
What did you buy more, chicken wings or chocolate?
Chocolate. I actually bought quite a bit of chocolate this week.
Goodness.
Yeah.
It's a chocolatey week.
Sure is.
All right, Willy Wonka.
Fondue.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, this week, I just wanted to say this one thing real fast.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So, you know all about this scenario, but I, this week, locked myself out of my car. And I felt so embarrassed because I've not done something like that in so long. How easy is it just to take your keys with you when you leave your car? And yet there I am, stranded like a little Mole rat with no dirt.
I left my dirt in the car.
Ah.
Can't go anywhere.
Someone took my dirt.
Like a mole rat who lost his dirt.
We're killing these illustrations today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand. I don't understand how you can lock your keys out of your car.
Yeah, I did it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a special person.
Yeah. We almost broke into my car. I felt like such a criminal.
Almost. Whoa, what do you mean?
Like, I almost unlocked it, like, using a kind of a redneck hillbilly sort of deal.
Okay, you got a redneck. You said, break in this.
I said, go ahead, hit it.
Go ahead, Billy.
Punch it again.
Billy, go ahead.
Go ahead. Guthrie. That's probably not a name.
Willie.
So what we did was we looked it up on how to open a car door when mm-hmm. you don't have a door key. Or one
first
of those,
results, a rock.
I said, call
a hammer.
The first result was call the police. I said, nah, I'm not wasting their time on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, seriously.
They could be stopping, you know, bank robbers and stuff. But so what it did say to do is take a string, and you take a string and tie a knot in it. Okay, you got that? Mm-hmm. Step one, tie a knot, take a string. So you kind of make a loop that when you pull both, the knot will tighten. You make a loop, you know, like a slip knot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you slide it inside your door corner, and you work the rope down in the door. And then with that little loop that you've created, you slip it right down over the little pulley thing. Mm-hmm. And then you pull it tight and pull up. Did not work. Because every time we slipped it in and went working it, the knot just tightened itself as we like moved it. So I'm not sure. We couldn't figure out how to keep the knot open.
How'd you get it? You just like pried your door open
yeah.
a little bit?
We took a little screwdriver and like just enough to get the rope in there. Yeah. But hey, we're in now. And I was so confused because I was thinking, well, I wasn't too concerned about it. I know there's people here I used your car even last night. Alex is a very good friend. Alex just threw me the keys, said, hey, take care of her. And there I went, carousing through the highways.
In the Accord. In the old podcast studio.
There's our mobile studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know what happened. Alex actually got it out for me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. How you can just get into a car really easily.
Alex
these days
pretty much just teleported inside my car.
Yeah, it takes a lot of concentration, but you know, you'd be surprised how far your arm can reach out the exhaust.
I was not expecting that one. That's funny. That was really funny.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, Alex, you redeemed yourself. Okay, so what's you up to? What's going on?
I'll just go ahead and jump on the back there and piggyback
right, yep.
on what you were just saying.
Okay.
So you had my car last night, and so
yeah.
Obviously that means I didn't have a car.
Stranded.
Mm-hmm. And so it's Valentine's night is the night we were talking about. And
why does it sound like a setup for a song? It was Valentine's night. Didn't have my car.
I was looking for a fight.
And I
ate a chocolate bar.
Earlier that week, I had a chicken wing. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I was like, man, what should I do? So I found a friend who also wasn't doing anything on Valentine's night. And
very good.
We decided, hey, let's go see if anyone's going to play basketball.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we do here. And cool. So I went to the
I think that's worldwide.
Basketball gym. I don't know if anyone else has a thing called basketball. But yeah, we were like, let's see if we could play. We went in there. No one's playing basketball.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, just a few people were there. Not enough to play a game for real. We played like a 1-on-1.
Oh.
But that can only be so fun, you know?
That could be, yeah, you beat them to bed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I beat them in a game of horse. But if we're going to talk about 1-on-1, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So we were like, we were kind of both bored of the basketball gym, and we're like, what should we do? So, obviously, I already said we don't have the car. He doesn't have a car either, but he has a bike.
So okay.
Like, what do you think? Let's just go on a bike ride.
No way.
Yeah. He said, well, I only have one bike. And I was like, well, I'll just ride on the handlebars.
So? What?
So I'll just ride on the handlebars.
What?
And so, he was like, well, where do we go? We're like, well, you said you were thirsty earlier, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, let's go Sonic.
Oh my goodness.
So this Sonic is maybe about
You rode the bike all the way to Sonic on the handlebars.
Let me get there.
Okay.
Maybe the song is about a mile away, less than a mile.
Sure. Yeah.
It's about a mile, and so it's not that far. But yeah, we're like, well, let's go. So it took a lot of adjusting, you know.
Yeah.
I've never done that actually. I've never rode on handlebars before. I told him I had to give him a little bit of confidence, you know.
Yeah, I've done that.
I was like, no, everyone does this as a kid, right? No, right? Have you ever?
I don't think I have on the handlebars.
Oh, yeah, no.
On the pegs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on pegs before, but never on the handlebars. I've seen it happen, so I knew it was possible. But, well, I was trying to try the possible.
Yeah.
And we made it. We went cruising out of the campus here. At some points we were going fast, and I was just like, so, because I'm on the handlebars, I'm sitting back, and I'm just like holding on for dear life, and I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, how am I even balancing here?
Yeah.
Like, how is this even happening right now?
How did you see?
I would lean my head to the right, and he'd lean his head to the left.
Oh my goodness.
And if he ever needed to switch, we go, switch on three, and we go, one, two, three, and then we're like, I'd switch my head, and he'd look on this side. It was like a two-headed monster on a bicycle.
He had to pedal so hard then.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Did he switch?
No. No. Well, for everyone, he's 6'5", and so him on the handlebars would not be the same.
You're right. That probably wouldn't be too good.
Would not be the same as me on the handlebars.
True.
And so on the way there.
But you're like 6'4".
You know me. You know, I'm gonna be humble about that. But
then it's a poll. Okay, go ahead.
It's mostly downhill there. Sonic, and so we went and we made it. You know, down the hill, pretty fast.
Good actually.
And we should have gone another way, but we ended up going to like a pretty main road, MacArthur, if you know what that is. And we're on MacArthur. It doesn't have a sidewalk. And we're just like on the side of the street going.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, Mom, actually, never mind. I didn't do this. We thought about doing this, Mom and Dad, but I did not.
That is so dangerous.
And so, well, listen, we tried it for like about 10 feet. And I saw a car coming. Like, it was open when we did it. And I saw a car coming. I was like, Isaac, let's get off. Let's get off. And he's like, yeah, let's get off. Like, we were both in agreement on that. None of us were like convincing anyone, but we got off. And then the car like just right next to us. And I was like, I feel like we just got wrecked there.
Oh my. Wait, this podcast would not have happened anymore. It would have been just me saying.
I can't imagine the text I'm going to get from my parents now.
Now that is forever in the cyber world that you've done this. It's never going away now.
It was so funny though. It was so fun.
So you never made it.
And so we didn't go all in one. We walked down that road.
With the bike? Mm-hmm. Or leave the bike.
We walked down that road. We didn't want to mess with any more cars running.
Don't
us
pick
over.
A fight with it. When you got a car, don't pick a fight with an SUV. You know, when you got a bike, don't pick a car. Don't pick a fight with anything.
Yeah. So we made it to Sonic, and of course we picked the one outdoor eating place mm-hmm. that we could have.
Yeah, and the temperature is not great.
No.
Well, how cold was this?
I think it might have been like 20.
Guys, you were experiencing one of Alex's darkest moments of his life.
No, I was loving it. I was having such a good time. I think it's probably about 20, 25, 23 degrees, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And
how long did it take you to get there?
To get there, maybe 25 minutes.
25 degrees in 25 minutes. Oh, man. What? That wasn't that funny.
25 degrees in 25 minutes. That is great. I like that.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll keep it as the episode title.
I like that so much.
Okay, well,
25 minutes and 25 degrees. That's
okay.
Gonna be it.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Wow. I'm smiling big time. My cheeks are sore.
Ooh, big time. Wow. Stop it. Stop. It's getting bigger. Stop smiling.
Goodness. Okay.
Frown.
So anyway, man, just gonna like ate outside. But we're getting so cold, so we ended up eating inside a Taco Bueno.
Did you roll your bike in?
No, we just left it outside. We watched it.
Yeah, we'll have two tacos, please.
No, we didn't eat Taco Bueno. It had no bueno. Sonic in Taco Bueno.
Sonic in Taco Bueno, but you left the bike outside.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, it is.
And
it,
we were the moving parts as we got back on.
The moving parts were the bicycle gears.
It was the chain, yeah. So we got back on and took the smarter route where there's less cars.
The middle of the road.
Where there's actually like some sidewalk. And,
okay. Did you go? You should have run through the drive-thru on the bike.
And I'm on the handlebars. Yeah, I'll have a Powerade, please.
Two tacos, please.
That'd be so funny.
It was so funny as we went on a sidewalk near Main Road and on Reno, and there's a sidewalk there, and like people just saw us start, and like they were like laughing at us from their car.
Uh-huh.
It was so, it was truly so funny.
Here's the thing, if I was driving by and I see two men, like not boys, like a 6'5" man riding with another man on his handlebars. It's not little kids. They're not with training wheels. What has he got, like a mountain bike?
It's just like a regular bike.
There's a 6'5" guy.
It's got gears. It's, you know, whatever, 6-speed.
Peddling. Absolutely huffing and puffing with this other man on his handlebars. And the guy in the handlebars got two Sonic drinks.
It's so funny.
And he's just holding them up.
It's so funny how we start, because I'm like on the front of it, and I have my foot up on the wheel. I'm ready to kick up, and we're like 3, 2, 1, and I jump, and then he kicks off, and we start pedaling.
Man.
It's a pretty rough start, you know.
Oh yeah,
handlebars are moving. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
That's insane. How did you hold on? Did you grab the handlebars?
I was like on the
very end,
on the very end of the handlebars, and he was on the very.
So you both had control of it.
I mean, I did nothing. I didn't.
Do you have
any
pictures?
A little bit.
I want to see this.
Yeah, I mean, I only have pictures from our perspective, like no an outsider perspective or anything like that.
He looks so angry. He always does, though.
But
that is so funny. I'm glad you guys did that.
This one's my favorite here. And there's outside of a Del Taco.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you know, on the way back, that's uphill. It's always different.
Oh, man.
And
at least you had Sonic.
Yeah, some energy, right? And but I mean, he's going through a lot. It's a lot of pain to go up a hill already on a bike, but when you add
another man,
another dude, and honestly, I don't even think that he was the one in the most pain. I'm not even gonna lie. At least he's getting gain to his pain. You know, he was
the most painful people were the people watching.
No, it was me.
Why was it you?
Because a handlebar is not a seat.
I've often heard a handlebar makes the best seat.
A handlebar is not meant to be sat on. And I'm telling you, the seat of my pants had an imprint.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was, I mean, you know, afterwards, I was like, oh, at least, you know, there's no gain to my pain. People always say no pain, no game. I was getting yes pain,
no
game.
Like, I'll take.
Yeah, at least he's burning calories for his. He's going through it, but he's burning calories.
Rare pain, hold the game.
I was in so much pain, and I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I understand what he's going through. Like, he's in a tough spot too. He's not, you know, all dandy. But I was like wincing, like quietly. My face was.
You could have stood on the handlebars.
No. Oh, my goodness.
You could have sat in his shoulders.
I could have.
There's a lot of other options, Alex.
I don't know. I think we did the only thing necessary. But overall, it was such a fun time.
That's hilarious.
It was so good.
I bet he was sweating after.
He was. He was sweating.
I'm
but,
sure you were
he
sweating.
Said good. I was sweating out of fear, not out of exertion.
Yeah. Sweating blood.
It was.
That is insane.
It was something else.
Wow. I'm glad that happened for the sake of this podcast. That's incredible. I love that you confessed all that too.
Yeah,
on the open. Hey, put her there for that. We're honest here.
Most honest podcast.
Put her there.
Ever find.
You know, the Tucked In Tea podcast. We believe in 100% honesty.
Honesty is the best policy. The Tucked In Tea podcast.
I don't think we can coin that phrase.
All right, let's change it up a little bit.
Okay.
Being true is probably the best.
It's the best thing to do.
Ah, there you go. Yeah,
being true is the best thing to do. the Tucked In Deep podcast. All right.
There
so
we go.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. That's already brought us to 20 minutes. That's goodness. That's incredible. You want to go into some fan mail right now?
Fan it up.
All right.
We got?
We got three, right?
Yeah, should be
we one, got three two. Fan mails.
Three, I'm seeing three, if you're seeing three. Okay.
Yep. I'll do the first if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. First one is from our man, Jesse. Jesse, thanks for the fan mail. As always, we really appreciate every fan mail that comes in. Still blows our minds that we get fan mail.
It's so, Thank you.
Yeah, he says this. I didn't mean to send that many emails. So last time, I think he was PS.
Yeah, PS? He was postscript, I think he was.
Okay. So he said, I didn't mean to send that many emails. Also, he sent like five here this time. I was trying to correct myself. Also, my Bible does 90% of the help, but the pod blesses my old heart. Oh, we were talking about.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that. 90% of the help is from your Bible. Amen. The podcast is so much fun to listen to. You guys described what I do when I listen. I sit on the couch and just listen.
Yes. That's great. That's so great. That's a simple life. Jesse, he's a simple man. Oh. He'll sit back, got a cold Coke in his left hand.
Oh, wow. Bring me back to this point because I have something to say about this after fan mail.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Great. That's awesome.
That is fabulous. Then he says, I have infinite photos, smiley face. I don't even know when I took this, but I was like 6 years ago or something. And then he says, also, last email, if you didn't notice my last picture, my t-shirt was backwards and inside out.
Notorious.
He's known for it.
The notorious.
And then he
Jesse.
Sends another picture, and wow, he's looking handy. He's looking real handy.
Let's look at that shirt. I don't know if that is.
I don't know. So he's got like construction glasses on. It's really funny. He's in a garage or something. Oh, he follows up, says, P.S. My life has truly changed tremendously because of the wonderful insight the podcast offers.
It's truly changed. Hey, truly, all right? Being true is the... Wait, what's he saying?
Then he says this underneath. Well, my Bible does 99%, but the podcast does make a difference. He upped his Bible usage.
Hey, and if that's what we can do as a podcast, is up your Bible usage, we want to do that.
Oh, Jesse, this is amazing. They said, P.S., P.S., see you at college days.
Oh, nice.
Let's take a picture. Let us take a picture.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. Then he says, and then he says another one, I accidentally sent this with the wrong email.
Oh, he has two emails.
Wow, what do you know? Wow. That was like a whole...
Jesse, the man of many emails.
That was like a whole novel right there. Well, I'm glad his spiritual life improved.
I'm liking the character progression that we're seeing here.
Yes.
He's a dynamic character in the story of the Tucked In Deep podcast.
Oh,
he's changing.
He's a key component.
When we came in, when he introduced himself, he's what, just some... backward shirt wearing
notorious
little guy, and now 99%
podcast thriving, and now 99% of his life is the Bible.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic. Jesse, thank you. I want you to hear that again. Thank you, Jesse.
You're great. You are great.
That was awesome.
All right, let's come into our next one from Oliver. If you know an Oliver, I don't. Oliver, good to have you. Probably first time leaving an email. Let's see what he says here. He says, I like listening to your podcast. That's a good start. Then he says, but.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I just get bored.
We do too, Oliver.
And I sincerely wonder why.
Oh, yes. Okay, keep going.
I wonder why. Then I realized, he found it out.
After I sat on the couch for a while.
It would be a lot more interesting if you never had a specific topic.
If we never had a specific topic.
That's what he says. It capitalized never.
Never had a specific...
I don't know if we've ever had a specific
topic. What topic do we have?
If this is specific, then good night.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, I'm sorry you think this is organized. Because
he wants us to just be right now. Anyway, door handles are a little bit more flimsy nowadays.
Yep. Flowers float.
I had a drink of water the other day, and it went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, wow. My foot itches.
Have you ever hung up a picture and it's a little bit crooked? I think that's what he wants.
Imagine, I mean, if you think that'd be more interesting.
In a way, that's kind of what Proverbs is.
It's just thought after thought.
There's no one chat. One chapter isn't like.
It's just like
one thing.
Just principle after principle.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, he said, what did he say? That would make it to where you never know what's going to happen.
I thought that's how it was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Oliver. We thought that's how it was.
We're so predictable.
Wow.
He says, also, I have a couple of friends that listen to your podcast. Oh, good group of friends.
Wow.
Good group. He says, and we all agree, you should totally sing the song at the end instead of having the robotic person sing it. Oh, the thank you for listening song.
Oh, the boom, 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 boom.
He says, oh, we should sing it.
Okay.
For in eating, comma, it would make it a lot more original, and I think more people would like it in general. Thanks.
For in eating?
Oh, he sent another email, said, for instance, not for in eating.
Oh, and when you eat.
By the way, when you're eating, people might like this better.
For instance, it would make a lot more original. Well, I mean.
If you want to hear someone say the exact words and sing it, the first episode was me singing it. Right?
That's where it came from. Yeah. Maybe that's not known.
I don't think it's known that well at all. All
right. So episode one, the whole song was written by Alex off the cuff right there at the end of our very first episode. And he sang that at the very first episode.
Yeah. Not the same melody.
Not the same tune, but those exact same words. And so that's where it came from. And then we turn it into that song. So, I mean, we can backtrack and have you sing it again.
Always could, but.
What if we play the original?
I don't know. I don't think people want to hear all that. Trust me.
But they have to know the history.
Okay. Well, maybe this episode we'll do it.
This episode, maybe we'll play the original Alex theme song.
It's so bad. I like, ugh. Trust me, Oliver, robotic voice will sound way better than what I
Hey,
what
but
I
it's going to be real personal and original. All right. Well, I'm sorry we're too predictable.
I guess so.
Wow, he knows our weeks. He knows what's going on.
Too specific.
We can try and be more non-specific if you want.
The specific topic of riding on handlebars to Sonic.
Yeah, but hey, we'll do our best about that ending song.
Yeah, hey, we'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Would you?
Wouldn't you? All right. Thank you, Oliver. Next, you want me to do the next one?
Yeah. Oh, we got a... This was...
Yes.
Same person said we got to, you know.
Yeah, I told her about this at work. So this person says, Trent and Alex, comma, to compensate for the breach of privacy in last week's episode, I've decided now that Megan will be my secret identity, and then no one will know who I am anyway. Wait, and no one will know who I am anyway. Problem solved. Just kidding. It's okay. I can just be famous now. Have a good week. Signed,
Megan.
Megan.
Yeah, sure, your name is Megan.
If that even is your real name. I say that phrase a lot. Have you heard me say that before? I'll say, Alex, if that is his real name.
That's classic, you know.
Yeah, Detective 2001.
TV.
Yeah. If that even is your real name.
All right, Dr. Jarnaldson.
All right, Buster, if that even is your real name.
It's not, it's a nickname.
All right, Chimp. We're going to get it, Tiger. Come on, sport.
Thank you, Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Megan. Thank you, Megan.
Yeah, thanks, Megan.
Thanks. Why did you say it with such disdain? Megan.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Megan.
Wow, another good fan mail.
Wonderful.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Fantabulous. You'll never disappoint. Never, ever.
So, going back, we were talking about the simple life, sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I did something this week that it's so simple and it's so like old, like you're like just old, older. It's like an older generation thing, and I love it. I love it so
much. Read a newspaper.
Okay, it's in the newspaper.
Crossword puzzle.
The crossword puzzles.
Oh, two guesses. Not bad.
Alex, I love crossword puzzles now. I want to sit on my couch in the mornings after I've done like my devotions and stuff. I just want to plan 20 minutes of extra time.
After your 98%.
After my 99% of Bible and my 1% of podcast, I want to sit on that couch with a nice cup of coffee in the morning and just do some crossword. It's so relaxing.
They are pretty fun.
Oh, man. Because I'm sorry. It just
like
it's
the little
so
hints
simple.
That you get from them?
I feel so old at heart when I do that. I'm an old soul.
You get up, you're like, ah, my back's my back's a little tight.
Oh, what was the... Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the back condition we were talking about like so many episodes ago. Lumbago. That's what it was.
Oh,
Lumbago.
Yeah.
Lumberito. Lumbago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Man, crosswords are so... I like games that stretch the brain a little bit, make you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm all for Candy Crush and this and that, but I like games that make you think.
A nice Wordle?
I do Wordle every day, Alex.
I did for a little bit, but no longer.
What's today's? I have not done today's yet. Do you want to do it right now?
How interesting do you think this could be?
I don't think it'd be very interesting.
Maybe we could make it interesting.
I do want to solve the Wordle. Hey, he wanted random.
Hey,
welcome
this is so
to random. I'm your
old
host,
school.
Trent, with my co-host.
And I'm your host. Ow, I have pain in my knee, and I think...
Lumberido. All right, it's not really loading for me.
Okay, I'll just give it to you. All right, give me a first word.
All right, first word, always got to go cones.
Oh, that's what you start with?
Yeah. Cones, next word, doesn't matter what results in, put trail.
Oh.
Like T-R-A-I.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I put...
Two starting words right there.
My starting word is adieu.
I do. That's a good one.
All right. So you have C in the right place.
Don't even tell me. Okay. C. I got to keep track of my head.
Okay.
I'm not looking at the screen, by the way.
Oh. So you don't want me to tell you or...
No, tell me, but don't show me. So I just got to mentally...
C is in the right place.
Okay.
R is in the right place.
C and R in the right place.
O is there, but not in the right place. And you ain't got nothing else.
Okay. O is in there, so it's cr... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it could have a U, right? Mm-hmm. O is not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
O is not.
Yes, it is not in the right place.
This is going to be harder than I thought. Oh, man. I don't know if there's... What goes with the O and a U?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have a U.
I'd say like crowd. Try crowd.
Does he get it in three?
No, because
nope.
O's not right there.
But you did get no. The O's in the right place.
What?
Yeah, C-R-O.
Oh. For some reason, I was thinking O is a third. Oh, okay. So it's not crowd.
No. But you have C-R-O in the right place.
Croquet.
Let me fit that in there.
So maybe it ends in a Y?
Maybe. I don't know.
Crew. Two O's. Do double O.
Mm-hmm.
Crew. I don't know if there's even a word that does that. C-R-O-O.
Crude. Is that a word?
Not like that.
I don't know.
Crewy.
I think that was a movie, wasn't it? I don't
Crewy.
Know.
I had N. Is there no N, right? It can't be croon. I don't know.
Let's just figure this out here.
Yeah, go ahead and figure it out. Anyway, but crosswords are my favorite now.
That's always nice. I don't think... Let's see. I don't know if I've done anything.
Okay, guess the name. Guess the word for Wordle on Monday. Go ahead. What's the word?
Let's see. Monday.
Shark.
It'll be the day after Sunday.
Sunday
so
night
go
football.
Church.
Okay. Mine is shark. Shark and church. I don't think it'd be either of those. I don't really think it would be at all. Not one bit.
Not even a little bit?
Not even one little bit. Oh, man, Alex. It has been a fun, fun filled week.
What else did you do? Do you have anything else special?
You know, I didn't really do a lot of stuff. I was planning for Valentine's a lot of the week, trying
special,
to get that
special time.
Special time. And so, I mean, I did a lot, but it's nothing really interesting.
Yeah, we had a day canceled from school. No classes.
That's right. We did have a snow day, which I didn't have classes on that day regardless. So.
Oh, so just a normal Wednesday for you.
Just a normal day.
It was one of my longest days, so I definitely took advantage of that.
Yes. I have a question for you, Alex.
Yeah.
In the show notes here, you have, is how would historical legends react? Oh. Do you want to talk about that?
I really don't know how this came into
my
mind.
What was the word?
The word was crook, whatever that one is. C-R-O-O.
Crook.
That's not how you spell crook, is it?
Yeah, crook.
Really?
Yeah.
That looks so wrong.
So I got the double O.
Goodness.
I was one letter away.
That doesn't look right.
I didn't even see it. Crook. You're crook.
I don't like that word. Okay.
You're crook. So no, you have how historical legends would react. I want to know about this. Tell me your thoughts.
Okay.
Get me inside your head.
All right. I don't even know where this thought came from. I don't even know why I wrote it down because I didn't think about it too much. But what if like we talk about historic people, figures, in a way that's like, they're like, no, that actually I didn't do that. Or they're like, oh, I wasn't actually like.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. No. I want to follow you. Come
All
on.
Right.
Come on.
So, like, I'm thinking, let's say, you know, who's someone that we think of like, that they're pretty bad? Like,
Pretty bad.
Or, like, in history, it's like, oh. Like, what about Napoleon Bonaparte?
Okay.
Do we think he's bad?
I'd say he's bad, yeah.
Yeah, but what if he's like, we're like, yeah, and then he did this. And he's it's like, and it's like, it said that. He said this to his guy, and he's like, if we were like to go to him, he's like,
I never said that.
I wasn't that bad of a dude, I don't think. I mean, I was fighting for my country.
Oh, that's interesting. Are you saying like what our Western like culture paints people as?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's
like,
in general.
I just had the thought of like, what if people were like, if they were to come back and read about themselves in history books, how much of it are they saying? That's pretty spot on. Or they're like, I actually only was married once. And
he's like, yeah, and I made the toaster on an accident.
So I don't, I mean, I accidentally spit on that guy, but he was standing underneath the bridge. Like, I didn't mean, everyone spits off the bridge. How was I supposed to know he's canoeing?
Isaac Newton's like, I was not under an apple tree. I knew what gravity was.
Galileo is. I think Galileo was the gravity guy.
No, that's Isaac Newton.
What's Galileo?
He was space.
No way.
Yeah. Galileo.
I'm going to have to believe you, but I like don't.
Okay. You can fact check right now if you want.
Nah, I believe you.
I'm almost positive that Galileo was like space as in geocentricity.
I know. He
no,
had
that
the
was
telescope.
That
right?
was Copernicus. Yeah.
I don't know.
You sound real smart right
I'm
now.
I'm not the real history guy. Yeah. If you're a history person out there, props
Sorry.
To you.
Props to you.
But we need more history people.
Yeah, we do. It is
Leave them
interesting.
In the past.
I was actually talking last week when I went to Waffle House.
Yeah.
With that one guy. We were talking about how much of history people just don't even think about now. But if you go back in history and you study history, there's so much you can learn. That'll help you out so much today. But we just, I mean, I think the average American just out there probably knows very little of world history. I'm sure they know American history at some, but like we've just lost being students of history.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it does, you always hear history repeats itself, but like the same situations come up over and over again and mistakes keep happening. But anyway, I say all that to say, maybe we should be more history people, Alex.
That's why I'm saying props to the history people out there.
Well, I just explained it a little longer. Props to the history people out there.
We need ya.
We need ya. Hit us up with your best history questions. Go ahead and email us.
We'll answer them. You know what the smallest countries in the Western Hemisphere is?
Smallest
That's a geography.
That's good history question, Alex. Smallest country in the Western Hemisphere. It's gotta be... one of the Central America.
El Salvador.
Okay, El Salvador. Is that an island?
Small Island. Yeah, I actually know that. You know how I remember that one?
I don't know.
Because back in the day, there's people who did something kind of like what we're doing now, but on the radio. And what they would do is they would take calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the people would come in. I just have an idea. Okay, I'll say after this.
Okay.
And on air, you could call them and ask them a history question. And if they, or you could ask them any question of anything in the world. Like, you could be like, who wrote the most poems? You know, like,
yeah.
And if they don't answer it right, then you win a prize and you go and you go
could
to
just
the
ask
studio.
The most vague question, an obscure question, right?
So, like, they kind of like vet it before, like, you call and then, like, someone else answers.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was thinking, and anyway, the reason I know that is because one time my dad was like, oh, let's do this. And so I like opened my history book, and then that question was in there. That's why I think.
Wow.
That's why I think of history.
Did you call him?
Mm-hmm. And we won.
What?
Some like hot chocolate or something like that.
You got historian hot chocolate.
Yeah.
The history hot chocolate. They don't call it normal hot chocolate. They're like, you just won the history chocolate drink.
The world's most chocolate.
The world's most recent historical.
The world's finest.
World's finest.
But okay. My idea, what if we announce when we are about to record next week?
Okay.
And then we take calls.
What?
And then we have.
Is that a thing? Can we do that? How do we do that?
I don't really know. But what if we do?
Say it on the Patreon?
And maybe on the Instagram as well?
Sure, we can try.
Mm.
That could be an after show thing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe after show
thing. Maybe.
I think that's.
I think that's really fun, though.
Okay, yeah. After show, we'll do that. I think that's
probably better. Let's talk to you guys.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So if you want to be part of the after show, join.
Call us.
Do it.
Call Alex at.
Oh yeah, that means we have to give.
Awkward. Who's giving out their number?
Well, maybe we can like. There's ways that you can make your own fake number or something like that. I think.
Okay, we'll be illegal.
I really actually have no idea. All right, we have to think about this. Either way.
Okay, we're going to reconsider what we've said.
Most of you have our numbers anyway, but.
True, true, very true.
Anyway.
Hey, how's this for random, Oliver?
You like
are we
that?
Doing, are we doing okay?
Ollie?
I want to know, I'm thankful that he wants to express that concern to us. Mm-hmm. And he's willing to say, instead of stop listening, he's like, hey, by the way, I'm getting bored, which is completely understandable.
I get that.
I'm a little confused.
Hey, I think we're doing all right.
Well, we'll
at
see.
Being random. We'll see. Hey.
This one's been very random, I feel like.
I feel like the end has.
The end has been bonkers. From bicycle to bonkers.
Crazy time.
24 and 24. What was it? 24 minutes and 24 degrees?
25, yeah.
25 minutes and 25 degrees.
Yeah, that's so good. I like that so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, are you ready for spiritual talk?
Alex, I'm always ready for spiritual talk.
Do you wish to go? Do you wish me to go?
Sure, I can go. Let me go. Yeah. Let me at it.
All right.
This week in my daily Bible reading, I'm still coming through the ending of Exodus, and I started Leviticus. And it's a lot of... Really, I mean, it's God taking the nation of Israel from Egypt, obviously, way back in the beginning of Exodus. And he's kind of just setting up laws for them, and they're learning to follow God and follow his leadership and trust God and all this stuff. And he uses Moses for all that, and eventually it'll switch over to Joshua. But he's going through Leviticus and just reading through laws. And it's not the most enjoyable thing to read. Mm-hmm. It's not like, whoa, you know, but... It's amazing the attention to detail that God gives, and he wants things done a specific way. And he doesn't just say, all right, you know, to them, he wasn't just like, just, you know, sacrifice or, you know, build a tabernacle mm-hmm. and, you know, it'll be fine. But he gives them very specific things on what to do. And it's just, it's so neat to see a detail-oriented God like that. And you don't just see it in his commands like that, but you think about creation, so detailed, so intricate.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I was even thinking about I think about a lot of random things sometimes, Alex, and I was thinking about the human body. I was looking at someone this week, and I'm like, I was just thinking, he walked into the office, and he's one of the buddies, and I was just like, how is his body, like, how do our bodies just work? Like, he could just give out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If one little thing was just wrong, it could just collapse. Because we were talking about someone with, like, a heart condition. I was like, that could just be, like, it's just so intricate. And God has just designed it so perfectly. And we just have a God who is so concerned and just detailed, very intricate. And I think it made me think about my own life, that the way that I should serve him and worship him should also be detailed. I should want to be pleasing to him in everything that I do and be detailed in how I do that. And so just kind of the character of God, but also I want to be that way towards God in my detail and how I live my life for him. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. All right. Mine came, I try to do a psalm at night here and then when I can. And I just kind of like flipped open to one. Like I didn't look too much, but then this one like really got me, especially for like just things that like I was thinking about already. And so Psalms 32, 8-9, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. So, like, that, just that first part there is saying, is like, the Lord, you know, he's saying, I will instruct you, and I'll teach you. And he's saying, I'll guide you with mine eyes. And so, that idea of, like, him guiding us with our eyes, I was like, what does that even mean? So, I thought about it, and it's like the idea of being so close to God that like just the movement of his eyes gives you direction. Mm. It's like when you're watching someone and you're focusing on them and it's just you and them, that if their eyes would move and they'd be like, okay, they get that, and they'd move their eyes, you'd know exactly where to go and you'd know exactly what to do. And it's just that idea of closeness with the Lord, that's where he would guide you. And then the next first one, it says like, be not as the horse or as the mule, and which it needs the bit and the bridle to be moved. Mm-hmm. But then that part right there in the middle was the part that got me. It said, which have no understanding. And a lot of times, like in my own head, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to put things together on my own. I'm trying to build a solution or build an answer in my own head and trying to get my own understanding. But I was just reminded that, look, in the grand scheme of things, in all reality, I don't know anything. And that's not even like, that's just how it is. But it's because we have a God who knows it all. It's because we have a God who is able to guide us, because he sees it all already from a different point of view than I can even think of. And so I shouldn't be stubborn in my ways. I shouldn't need the bit and the bridle, which would be a way for someone to guide a horse by kind of like with force. I wouldn't need that if I would just be submitted to what God would have me, submitted to his leading, submitted to his guiding, and just understanding that I can't do it. I can't make a problem. I can't fix a problem on my own. I just got to leave it to the one who has all the understanding, all the knowledge. And that just gives a lot of comfort, knowing that you can just do what God wants you to do. You can follow where he wants you to go, and you can do all the things that he'd have you to do. He'll lead you in the way that you should go, verse 8 said. And that's a great thought, great comforting thing, because everything else is going to be all right, because he's the one that understands. He's the one that knows. And so just a piece of life comes when you're living in God's understanding and not, well, as Proverbs 3:5 says, lean not unto thine own understanding, when you forget your own way of thinking, but you let God just guide. And so that's been just so comforting and so even convicting too. So this past week, that's been on my heart. So
that's very good. What psalm was that?
Psalm 32.
That's very good. Very, very good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah. It hit me like a truck right before I went to sleep. I was like, man, no.
Well, he didn't go to sleep that night.
I just stayed up the whole night. But no, it's so good. Oh, Bible. Hey, it's a great book. I love it.
Yes, it is.
All right, do we have a Narvis says?
We do have a Narbus says.
Okay.
All right. This is what Narbus says. Are you ready?
Yep.
No, you're not.
Maybe I am.
Okay. Not? So Narbus to this week told me about the origin of soda.
Oh, for real?
Soda. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So soda basically comes down to the discovery of carbonated water, which I don't know why in the world someone decided to put apparently... Okay, this is what it says that carbonated water consists of. Sodium bicarbonate, sodium citrate, and sodium chloride. That's what makes it carbonated.
Well, this is what happened, all right? Isaac Newton's
under
Galileo
the tree.
Were
and they were talking.
They're eating at the periodic table. And water got spilled, all right? And it just spilled
what
on.
What a name for a nerd restaurant.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Okay.
A nerd themed restaurant. But anyway, it spilled on the bicarbonate aluminum. And
it got on the aluminum.
And it just started bubbling and kind of just licked it up.
And one said gravity, the other said stars. So they combined it to say soda. What? One said Eureka, the other said huzzah. Well, not quite, but in 1767 is when soda, that was actually a very close recreation of it, yeah. But a man named Joseph Priestley discovered a way to carbonate
water.
Is
that Elvis's brother?
No, Priestley, not Priestley. in 1783, though, another man, Johann Jacob, and you might notice this last name. I've never known how to say it, but you might notice it, even though I might pronounce it wrong. Schweppe.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Of course. We all know Schweppe.
Presented a method for producing carbonated water, which led to the founding of the company...
Coke. A cola.
Schweppe.
Oh.
You know that? I don't know how to say it. You know, it's like the carbonated water.
No.
Schweppe. Schweppe. I don't know how to say it. I should probably look up how to say that correctly. S-C-H-W-E-P-P-E-S. Schweppes. Really? It's like
no.
The green... Okay, I'm sure you've seen it. Maybe you've never read it.
Yeah.
So that company is real old. Anyway, they continued to make carbonated water until they flavored it. First soda was bottled and sold in the U.S. 1835. Then root beer was made. Then Dr. Pepper was made not too long later. And the rest is history, and now we're trying to get away to healthier sodas, so we made it real bad, and now we're trying to get better.
I haven't had soda in a while.
Me neither.
It's just been water.
Actually, that's not true. I had some yesterday.
I feel like you need to drink more water.
I try to drink a lot of water.
We're going to have intervention for
you. You want to know a funny game I play with myself at work?
How much water can I drink?
Sort of. So... what I'll do at work is we have water bottles in the fridge. So I'll drink a water bottle down to about bottle flipping range.
Oh, yeah.
And then I say, okay, if I land this, I can get an energy drink. I get one shot. And if I don't, I have to drink a whole nother bottle back down to bottle flipping range to do it.
And then for another energy drink.
Yeah. So I flip it. I didn't land it. And so I had to drink a whole nother bottle down. And I finished that one. And then drink a whole nother bottle down. And then try again to flip it. And I did that the other day 3 times. So I drank 3 bottles of water. Then I finally got an energy drink.
What if you land it 3 times in a row?
Well, I only need one. I don't need more. No, I would never drink that many. But I need to get away from them. Tell me no.
Give me one that you might get tomorrow.
I hopefully won't have one tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yes. I tend to drink them during this, though, so I can have some. Otherwise, you guys don't even know. I'd be like this all the time. You don't even want to hear me. I'd be so sleepy.
Yeah, because Trent's just so boring every time he doesn't have a...
I think Oliver mistakenly was just hanging out with me, and he's like, "Man, I'm just getting bored. I'm just getting real bored here.
More.
I'm bored, and these handlebars are uncomfortable, and it's cold out. I don't. He's like, I'm gonna email him.
Well, actually, I just realized I did have soda at Sonic. So, oopsie.
Hey, you should probably not have as much soda.
I had Route 44 too.
I don't know what that is.
It's the biggest one they have.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't go to Sonic. Anyway. That's pretty much it for this week.
Okay.
Continue to check out our store. We really have tried to do our best to make the prices as affordable as we could. considering production costs and things. But thank you guys for tuning in this week. Go ahead and email us. We love it. And even if you want to say how it's boring, email us. We like to hear it. We want to know. We want to make it enjoyable for you guys. So just let us know. Check us out on the Instagram and the Patreon as well. Join us. $1 a month. Could be $5, but doesn't have to be. Can be just $1 a month, and you get access to a bunch of extra things.
Bunch.
And it's all built up in there, so you get access to excess. You get access to excess, and it's all on there, so that's actually not that bad. Anyway, Alex is making funny hand movements, but go ahead. Go to Sonic this week, and we're different.
Stay different, dude.
Stay tucked
in, dude.
All right, enjoy Alex 6 months ago, right now.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday, because that's a fun day, okay? Will you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast?